Dictation 4, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, August 22nd, 43. Addresses a letter to Dr. Puff, P-O-F-F, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Puff, consultation for Mrs. Roberts with progressive renal failure, background of diabetes hypertension. She is actively following with neurology Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K, for a chronic neck shoulder pain, episodes of what sounds like sudden drop or syncope with negative workup. She's been exposed to high doses of Motrin because of the shoulder discomfort that she described as joint arthritis, but also severe burning, bilateral, but worse on the right-sided, limiting her ability to move. She lives alone, right-sided handed. She stopped the ibuprofen, sounds like 600 to 800 milligrams within the last 2 months. Extensive evaluation, besides degenerative disc problems, no stroke or masses. She also has a right-sided facial eye tic, TIC. Her speech is normal, has lost weight, appetite is down, 2 meals a day, small portions, no vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux, no abdominal discomfort, no diarrhea, bleeding, there is some nocturia, but no incontinence, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Does have edema, trying to do low salt, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation. There has been episodes of passing out, syncope, with negative workup for neurological or cardiovascular abnormalities, no seizures, an incidental small aneurysm at the tip of the basilar artery, incidental finding not related to present issues. She denies problems with the speech or eye movements, no decrease of eyesight. Underlying COPD, prior use of oxygen, but she didn't believe it helped and stopped it. She remains on theophylline. Also declines the use of inhalers, don't help. Never been tested for sleep apnea. She denies snoring. She lives alone, son helps with cooking. He lives next door. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, hypertension. Chronic kidney disease. She denies coronary artery disease, no prior stroke, no peripheral vascular disease, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion, no liver disease, does have the asthma, denies pneumonia, hemoptysis, denies kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgery has included gallbladder, bilateral lens implant, surgery for contracture of the hand dupuytren, right-sided. Tonsils adenoids. Some kind of benign growth on her throat when she was an adolescent. Surgery for hiatal hernia, tubal ligation, appendix, left knee scope, and apparently left shoulder cyst removal. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Cipro, hives, Vicodin hallucinations, and Acupril causing paralyzed, like a stiff of his whole body, but no loss of consciousness. Next paragraph, secondhand cigarette exposure, but she had never smoked and no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, present medications include metformin, Prozac, Nurantin, theophylline, metoprolol, benazepril, amlodipine, duloxetine, the ibuprofen discontinue, vitamin B12 and D discontinue. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 139, blood pressure 132/74 on the right, 130/70 on the left. He has a involuntary movement on around the right eye, a motor tic, TIC. However, no respiratory distress, alert to intestine 3, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, although she is known to have multinodular goiter, no carotid bruit, JBD, tongue in the midline, rising of the soft palate is symmetrical. I don't hear localized RALS consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no palpable liver spleen, ascites, masses, tenderness, no major edema, radial pulses decreased but brachial strong, femoral pulses present, popliteal present decrease. There is deformity left hand from Dupuytren. And this color of the fingernails being white, no cyanosis, cold hands. Review notes from Dr. Shake. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from July, creatinine 2.21 has been progressive over time. Back in 2018, when I used to follow her, her creatinine was bouncing between 1.4 and 1.6. So this is a change. A stage 4, a normal sodium, upper potassium, metabolic acidosis of 19, a normal albumin, calcium, glucose, liver function test, vitamin D5 elevated at 104, triglycerides 162, A1C at 5.7. Back in December, creatinine 1.6. There is low level of urine. The last few years, around 80 to 114. There is also anemia, 11.4. Normal platelet count. CT scan, cervical spine, MRI, cervical spine, degenerative changes, some degree of neural foraminal narrowing, and the findings of multiple thyroid nodules. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 4, progressive over time. Not symptomatic, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Next number, syncopal episodes, negative workup, etiology unknown. Next number, severe cervical shoulder arthritis with range of motion and exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, another potential reason for progressive renal failure. Next paragraph, anemia. Next paragraph, present blood pressure well controlled. Next paragraph, well control of diabetes. Next paragraph, comments. I'm glad that she was able to stop anti-inflammatory agents. We are going to do blood testing on a monthly basis. To be comprehensive and the presence of anemia, weight loss, I'm going to add testing for plasma cell disorder. We will see if there is any component of asymmetry to suggest renal artery stenosis or urinary retention. Ultrasound to be requested. Follow up with yourself and neurology for her more pressing issues of shoulder neck pain and syncopal episodes. Plan to see her back in 3 months, end of dictation.